Kate Horvath is the executive director of the Duluth Playhouse Children's Theater, and she joins us to talk about theater on the radio this morning. Radio theater, right here on KUMD. Kate, you know, you teach all of these summer classes and camps and stuff every year. So from that standpoint, it's same thing, same thing, same thing, year in and year out. And yet a new batch of kids comes in every time. What's that like? Does it make it really, really different?
Well, you know, we spend most of the spring gearing up for summer. It's actually our busiest season for the education program. We've got over 100 kids just this week engaged in theater programming across the community. So, you know, even though it seems like it would be routine, you hit it on the head that newness, the new kids, new families, new experiences to share is always fresh. We always have new staff to train and awesome new volunteers to help. So, you know, there's about 20 different people involved in the leadership of those experiences for those 100 kids. So, you know, it's a lot of communicating and a lot of, you know, introducing concepts and ideas to them. And that's always so exciting for us.
When you have a new batch of students, and I love to talk to teachers about this, and I love to ask them about it, because I know to a certain extent here at KUMD, as we train new student interns and volunteers, we kind of go through the same thing. But I'm interested to know, when you toss out an idea or a piece of information, and it's something you've tossed out for years and years and years and years in a row, do you ever find that depending on the new students, the answer bounces back and goes boing and ricochets off in some completely unexpected direction?
Yeah, you know, and I find that a lot when I teach Shakespeare to students, and just the nature of our programming, I typically have a really great blend of kids who are brand new, fresh to that type of learning, and kids that have had some experience with me previously, and that's one of my favorite things, to see how information is received, things that I've taught for, you know, over a decade are received from kids, and then sometimes they reflect things back to me that totally radicalizes the way I deliver information or changes a way I explain a concept that, you know, makes it so much easier than the way I've thought was the right way to do it for forever. So, you know, that's always really exciting. And then anytime you're working with something creative with kids, their ideas are as valid and as important towards that creative process as the adult. And that's one way that theater is a great equalizer, in that the kids have so much creativity to offer that they can totally change with just a few ideas and engagement the shape of a piece. And I think summer is a really ripe opportunity for that with our camps, our performance intensives. The kids really do get to influence their outcomes, which is just awesome.
So here I'm going to do a little bit of improvisational interviewing here, because it's not improvisational theater. It's an improvisational interviewing thing. You are placed in front of an imaginary group of students, the age of your campers. None of these students have ever been involved in theater. None of these students have any interest in theater. Maybe their interests and their activities and their focus in their families has all been in a completely opposite or different direction. You're standing in front of them. How are you going to engage them and get them excited so that they might actually consider signing up for a camp, for example, or trying to take part in theater?
Well, you know, typically my approach in some situation like that is to reflect my own personal passion for theater and for art and for music and for dance. In any group, you're going to find some avenue into theater, because theater is all things, whether that's rap music or pop culture. We could use Hamilton as an example. There, you'll resonate somewhere with something, be it, you know, music, pop culture, a movie or a video game, in some capacity, some sort of creative outlet that would appeal to a kid will have a connection or a tie to theater. And if I can reflect outwardly my own personal passion and amplify my own energy, I tend to be able to attract people to at least be interested in what I have to say about the topic. And hopefully, you know, whether that's in a group setting or, you know, connecting with a family or a student on a one-to-one basis, I tend to be successful in that. So, you know, I think that's a really, really great question. I think teachers do that all the time. They amplify their own personal, you know, individuality and personality and energy in order to get 50% of that back from their student population. So, I think I can do that.
Well, and it is.
Can I answer your question?
There is a bias, I think. I think that there's a bias on both sides, and I can certainly feel it in myself where, you know, in my mind, these are the pursuits that are worth pursuing, and these are the pursuits that are, you know, insert eye roll here. And
sure.
How we learn to kind of bridge those gaps and how we learn to see value in other people's experiences and other people's passions is probably a really good, that kind of empathy and giving and openness to new ideas is probably a really good thing for our world in general right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, empathy is one of the greatest lessons that theater has to teach, and listening. And so, you know, again, to reflect back on your question, you know, I would be listening to the things that are of interest to that particular student group or population. And then also at the same time thinking in the back of my head, well, that's theater. How does that correlate to the work that I do? And so a lot of teaching is making any concept relatable. And I don't know that that's exclusive to arts or things that I'm passionate about. I'm certain that there are math teachers and people who teach, you know, what could be perceived as a drier subject content that do the same thing within their classroom structures. It's a really fascinating thing. Teaching is so important in every level of education. Education.
Kate, talking to you is always fascinating and fun, and the great work that you're doing with young people and giving them this outlet and giving them this opportunity, really appreciate it. Thanks so much for talking to us. Looking forward to schmoozing with you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you. Thanks, Lisa.
Kate Horvath, our guest this morning on Radio Theater. She's the artistic director of the Duluth Playhouse Children's Theater. Radio Theater, a regular feature of Fridays at 8 o'clock on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.